Okay, Sunday night, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Halacha Psuka, as we call it. There's a din, or a strong minog, we'll call it, a din, that on Erev Yom Kippur, or before Yom Kippur, a person should be Mefayos Chaveru. If someone has tainus to you, you should go be Mefayos him. Now, lest you think that that means that you wronged someone, and now you have to ask a mechila, and that is brought down. That certainly has to be done, because Yom Kippur is not mechaper for Avero, Shabbanodom Lachavero. So you have to ask a mechila. But it's clear, both in Rishonim and in Achronim, that even if you're not at fault, but the other person's at fault, he wronged you. But if there's bad feeling, ill will, bad blood, you have to take the initiative. You should take the initiative. You're supposed to take the initiative and ask him mechila, or try to smooth things out. The Rosh brings down a story in Yuma, in Maseches Yuma, where a shochet did something wrong to Rav, but yet Rav went to him. Rav went to him and tried to be mefayos him. Omar Ezel Anov Apaklemi Daite. And the Rosh says, Kadesh Shiyeh Leiv Kol Yisrael Sholem Im Chaveiro. He brings on a Pirkei de Rabbi Lozer that we're doima to Malachi Asharis on Yom HaKippurim, or we try to be, and there's various ways in which that's manifested. And one of them is that Ma Malachi Asharis Simas Sholom Beinehem Af Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim Kain. And therefore the Lashon HaRosh is, Kadesh Shiyeh Leiv Kol Yisrael Sholem Im Chaveiro. And if you look at the Gemara that the Rosh brings down, indeed that's what you see. That even if you're not at fault, even if the other person wrongly has tainus to you, still you should be mefayos him in order to create the shalom bein odom l'chaveiro, so that we can be domo l'malachai yashores. So the Rosh implies it both in the Gemara that he brings down and the way he interprets the Gemara, and in saying Kadesh Shiyeh Leiv Yisrael Sholem Im Chaveiro. Leiv Kol Yisrael Sholem Im Chaveiro. This Fasemis in Yuma says it explicitly. Af Shaloha Yo Kedin Mashe. This is a different story with Rav and Rav Chanina. Af Shaloha Yo Kedin Mashe Hikvid. What were Rav Chanina's Hakpodo on Rav? Ozel Rav Lefaiso. So the Fasemis says to Hamashma Dev Yom Hakipurim Mikakpeda She Yispayis Echodim Chaveiro. They ain't Nafkuso Imatzedek Imo. We're not looking for who's right, who's wrong. If he's wrong in having a hakpada, it could even be his fault in the story of the Gemara that the Rosh brings down. But mitzvahomokom tzrichim l'espayes to create shalom bin odom l'chaveiro. I'll be mafayas you for talking a little more tonight. That's an important yesod. Another important yesod is a famous, we'll call it machlokes. I don't know if you can call it a machlokes. The Chavetz Chaim writes in his sefer that you're supposed to. You have to ask Mechila if you talk Lashon Hara on someone. And even if he doesn't know that you did, you have to inform him and ask Mechila of him. So the story that I saw has the Chafetz Chaim going to the Rabbi Sol Salanta for Haskama to his Sefer. I hope they lived at the same time, or else the story is not true. And Rabbi Sol Salanta says that this can't be. Now, by the way, people here know the story, but the way Rabbi Sol Salanta expressed himself is very interesting, very instructive. You know, you hear, those of you who are aware of this, so the Shabbos says, oh, you shouldn't tell him, because you'll just cause him pain, you'll just cause him tsar, because you'll be mechadish to him, that you thought lashon hara on him, and certainly he'll feel bad, and you'll be mitzar him. But in the story I read, the Rabbi Salanter expresses himself in the following way, and it's very instructive. He says, Enechanami, you have to tell him, because you need mechila, but what right do you have to acquire kapara on Yom Kippur at his expense? In other words, you're being mitzayer him in order to acquire kapara. So who says that's ois kahalten? That's how he said the point. You know, you need it, but you have no right to be mitzayer him in order to acquire it. To which the Chavetz Chaim responded in the story that I saw, that he hears the question, but he took it from Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. It's a Rishon says it, that even if the person doesn't know about it, you have to tell him in order to acquire his mechila. It could be, what the Achronim say, is that since we have a minhag to go around and everybody asks everybody else mechila and the Messiah's chaveira on Erev Yom Kippur, so the issue perhaps becomes moot because everybody's meichel. You say you're meichel in case I did anything to you. So some say that's no good if you really indeed harmed someone or talked lashon hara against them specifically. It's not nichlal in that general meichel. Yeah, wonderful, Baruch Hashem. But others say that that is a way to avoid this problem. So it ends up being, we'll call it you can't call it a machlokes. I mean, the Chabad Chaim responded that he saw it in the Rishon, so it's more of a tzorech iyun than a machlokes. But al kaponim, that remains the point. So we're making two points tonight. One is that you see in the Rishonim and Achronim that the inyan or the minig or the din to be mafayas to make shalom by another machavero, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. And the second point is this problem of what happens if the person doesn't know, and hopefully it's resolved by the general mechila, maybe that you say every night, even before Amapu. Okay. What?